think that's too much to ask. So like I said, if I'm asking you to not talk to me a certain way, that's all there is to it. As a brother, as a friend, as a whatever. It's not an elder thing. But if you want to ask me, and or so what, let me say, my children will never say, or what. Okay, and I'm not a beating kind of father. Mr. Guilty, if we said to grandma, or dad, or auntie, they say, yo, go clean your room. And you say, or what?
You bust out the big strips and...
Can you even finish the sentence, my dog?
I don't know if I'm making it to the room, though.
Okay, and that's your blood family. That's the people who love and feed you and clothe you and house you every day. You're still catching the lick. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, but okay? Times are different.
Not business. I don't care if the times are different. The respect has changed. The respect. What do you mean you raised the same?
Raised the same.
Then how is it? Then you how is it? Then we have the situation where we have to have this discussion if we were raised the same.
Well, I mean,
I think that has to do with more people's viewpoints.
No, it's not a viewpoint. It's not the first time. This ain't the first time, dog. You can fake that because we already look. You want to keep it real? We already talked about this shit enough times. And I've talked about this thing with this man in length, but he always got something else to do because he's busy. And I understand that because he's busy, okay? And then even if you want to, it's not a perspective. You didn't come back to the convo.
That's your perspective.
You didn't come back to the convo, brother.
I didn't come back to the convo.
Yeah, because you remember the last time I sat with you and talked, what's going on? You were like, yeah, bro, I got to go. I wasn't finished, but you had to go. Did you call me later on? Did you call me the next day?
In the car?
Yeah. You remember then, right?
Oh, I remember the conversation.
So was the conversation finished? Because you had to go. I wasn't done.
Okay. Did you call me and be like, yo, hard body, I want to talk to you?
Have I done that before?
Have I not called you?
No, you've called me to ask me if you could talk to my kids. You've asked me if you could teach my kids.
Let's run some tunes.
No, I'm not ready for that.
But we're not talking about things.
My G.
You know what I mean?
Why not?
Because it's not the place.
Why not?
We're supposed to be spinning music here, man.
Yo, when you don't want to answer the question, it's spin a tune?
I can answer the question.
Well, answer the question then.
I can answer the question.
I have called you to talk to you about things before.
Have you called me to talk to me?
I sure have.
When was the last time you called me to talk?
Well, I haven't called you recently, dog.
When was the last time? Probably around the same time.
Yo, we got those soothers here?
Probably the same time, right? That you're saying that I only just wanted to talk to your children, but that's not 100% all the way actual, factual.
But can I talk to your kids, bro?
Because I want to build with you, brother. And if you took that as disrespect.
I didn't take it as disrespect.
That's wrong.
When we spoke about it, did you feel I was disrespected by that question?
Well, I mean.
Because I was open to it. Because, again, remember, I studied a little bit what you're into. And we've spoken about that at length a few times.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing is that, look, you might have taken it. And I say the word might.
I didn't.
Because I don't know exactly how you're thinking. But I'm going to say it like this. It's like,
I'm telling you, I didn't take it that way.
Righteous brother. I have no intention to do anything, cause no wickedness, no harm to you ever. Never in my life do I even have those thoughts, my brother. And just as much as you may say,
I don't think so, bro. I'm not thinking that of you. But in fairness, how do I know you don't?
How do you know I don't?
Didn't come true.
How do you know I don't?
Look, I'm not saying you do, right?
Man, this is.
I'm not saying you do, right? I'm saying, in all fairness, if we're getting to know each other, how do I know how you're coming with my kids? Like, even you asking to talk to my kids, I wasn't bothered by it, bro. Because you can look. My son likes to rap. My youngest he loves to rap. Okay, and I've shown him your videos. You've seen my youngest child wearing your gear. Okay, you've seen it. I've sent you the pics. Those shirts don't say digital. Okay, he wears that to school. He reps you guys. While you ask me or wonder if I have a feeling about it, okay? My son wears one order gear. So I think that says it in itself. You've seen the pictures. I've sent them to you. Yet you still can ask me how I feel about you chat with my youth. And then when I say these things, like, well, I don't know how you're thinking. Well, my thinking is this, because I'm not bothered by you wanting to talk to my kid, bro. I'm not afraid of people, Doc. I think my kids should learn about every single person out there so they know how to deal with them. And there's no shitting on anybody who looks different, because we're all different. word. Now, my question is, if you're trying to teach my son how to rap, I ain't got a problem with that. If you try to teach my son a little bit about God, I got no problem with that. I got no problem with that. But you got to understand, dog, I'm a father, man. If you were an animal in the woods, in the bush, nobody's letting nobody around their kids. I got 8 kittens in my house right now. 2 cats just gave off 4 babies each. Even when I go close, I feed them. They hiss at me. Okay? Because that's what they're supposed to do. They're protecting their children, right? I don't mean those children any harm, but I understand where the cats are coming from. Simple. Simple as that, dog.
So what's on the list, man? We got some good music coming.
You want to run the PSA and run a tune? We can do that.
Yes, please.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
got that Popeyes. She ordered a strawberry soda with small fries. I'm a vegan, but I like thighs and some breasts with the right size. No, I'm joking, that is not allowed, cause I follow Christ. She kept listening, since she still feel aroused from the distance.
I deserve an Oscar for acting like a mom, for acting like these new girls are born, but they not.
Cause every day's another one, I'm kinda going in. She think it's Thanksgiving, but I don't give a damn. I'm in the pride with the lions and the veal with the lambs. All I need is cranberry and the candy yams. A friend with benefits is the man I am. Why you trying to change me? See, strangely, you came to kick it. This is a three-way circus, you got your ticket. New tears of a clown around here, my dear. I learned to keep it 100 so my ride don't steer me the wrong way, otherwise we doing what the song say. Drama via heartbreaker, stringing you the long way. You're jiggling, baby. I watch you turn away. The walk is driving me crazy. I know you're feeling it, baby. The way you walk away is truly driving me crazy.
I deserve an Oscar for acting like a mom, for acting like these new girls are fun, but they not. Smile on my face, acting like I forgot. Smile on my face, acting like I deserve an Oscar for acting like a mom, for acting like these new girls are fun, but they not. Smile on my face, acting like I forgot.
Imani need an Oscar for acting like he give a f. A friend deserve one for acting big and bad, acting like he got things he never really had. Fully charged, pull up with the whole squad. I need some peace, she want a piece. Acting like the Far Side ain't a beast. You finish, pump the beat. No fall off, we done once the wheels fall off. Pump the beat, loud as a sawed off. With my shirt off, managed. She all on me, had to pull her off like a bandage. Sucking her teeth, she wanna get ate like a sandwich. Keep all receipts, kill all that ill talk. Real spill over here. Don Julio, keep it clear, keep your beer. Ain't having none of that this year. Ain't having none of that this year.
I deserve an Oscar for acting like a mom, for acting like these new girls are fun, but they not. Smile on my face, acting like I forgot.
About a kid who didn't like the way the earth spun. He said it's cursed, so he went and got his first gun. He turned savage, took matters in his own hand. He said, I'm grown, nothing matters, I'm my own man. Cause we don't know how to live, but we know how to die. The game of life and no one to make it out alive. So I'ma stay in heavy armor and I'ma keep a gun. And I'ma bank for their life when the reaper come. Yo, he's a beast, everybody in the streets fair him. Dogs won't cross him, cops won't go near him. Nothing can scare him, it's time to try to get rich. He robbed the supplies, plus he get high for hits. Now the mice on his bread, it's the price on his head. And everybody that he didn't like want him dead. I guess he knew the same streets you rep on, or be the same streets you meet your death on. I used to be a stick up kid. I used to be a stick up kid. Think of all the devious things I did. I used to be a stick up kid. I used to be a stick up kid. Think of all the devious things I did. Roll up, roll up. I was a little dude flip and grew too quick. He did some group, got his hands on two bricks. He bought the new flip with the extra two clips. Together two clicks and took over two strips. Dude, blue chip, new kicks and new rips. New tricks, got two kids by two chicks. They blew too quick, they said he shoot too quick. Too slick, but the cops and D's
but he got beat. He said, I gotta hit the block for my needs. But I'ma leave the block, cause it's hot, cops is watching the streets. Take a couple shots at the spot and buy trees. And cop the new uptown patent leather I see. Too sick, now let me hit the hood. Just stop by, make sure that the kids are good. That's when the man ran up on and put the gat in his face. Said, remember me from back in the day. I used to be a sick up kid. Up kid, think of all the devious things I did. I used to be a sick up kid. I used to be a sick up kid. Think of all the devious things I did. Roll up,
garage, violate your ears like guys, sabotaging your mirage, cooling with the Maharaji, sipping Siraj, reading the stars, like I'm snapping bras, they watching their bats from my balls, entourage and power grabbing like they subscribe to the stars, the originator, Jaws, now I'm Ra's al Ghul, you can try to go to Batman, bust like .coms too, plus I drop bombs too, Hiroshima, Nagasaki rap, catastrophic, outgrowing the FEMA on these copycats, you copy that, 10-4, I've been poor, this music stands for rebellion like the moves of Endor, it's like that's what friends are for. Good times and bad, I'll be on your side like some blasters coming to tag. Some said it's just a fad, but it's ironclad status. Get your bag full of cabbage, really no question who's the baddest.
See that cannon all run, blame me David Jr. Deactivated, you evacuated when the goons come. Was grabbing, but I still have to flame them in the future. I love everybody, but I don't like none of y'all. Yes, the f*** I am judging y'all and making fun of y'all. The underground digital, they done it all. Just get your money, B-Shot, Humpty Hump and all. I ain't one of y'all, I'm something different entirely. I'm a hybrid, higher, digging and high relief. High and mighty, I can feel the truth. You can lie to me, I'm enlightening. On fire, B. Fucking contradiction, I am. I make war with my own will. Gemini, man. Saintly sinner, rock, man. A rottenest monster, this is how I am.
Yeah,
there's a world.
Like
a
ghost thing, yeah. Digger taking them to church since the birth. And my Uzi weigh a ton, can't even fit it in my purse. I ain't beefing on no socials, I'ma spit it in a verse. Might smack you when I see you, lest my get you first. What you know about that grind? When your back against the wall, put the bricks up on the line. Like when Shaq will get the ball, better call Saul. The unmitigated draw. If it ain't about some money, I don't even get involved. Miss Fendi Skimson, listening to many men's in. Plenty spending, but I'm still penny pinching. Them things come out, miss you by this many inches. Only time in your life, you getting this many mentions. That 18th letter with the knowledge to build, destroy. Give me the cue, I'm in the school like schoolboy. That's right, rhyme this motherfucker. Ominous to these suckers, fit dominance every time I'm rhyming with motherfuckers, yeah.
Just me and you against the world.
Come on, yeah.
I said it before. It's just me and you against the world.
Keep working.
I said it before. It's just me and you against the world.
Everybody, Nichols.
Coming back. It's just me and you against the world.
Emotions, emotions,
peace,
emotions.
One order.
And then you go and do that.
Clock blitz.
You do that.
What do you mean? I'm just saying.
You do that.
Well, wasn't it emotional? Like, yes or no?
Okay.
Yes or no? It's okay for you to say I'm sensitive.
Call it passive.
It's okay for you to say I'm sensitive, but when I say emotional, it's a problem.
Oh, because when me and you talk, though, bro, we know what it is. Okay? We joked about it today. It ain't no thing. You're not bothered by me calling you sensitive.
No.
Okay. And I wasn't meaning shit by it.
No.
Okay, cool. And we understand each other. Brother.
My shout outs today go to the whole Blood Cloud world. Pardon my French, you know? And yeah, hopefully see you next week in a higher spirit.
Spirit is high, Greg.
Hard body.
Very, very high.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's, I was thinking about, yeah, man, just the whole the Diddy case too, and that's his, interesting. See what happens with that. I was thinking about that.
What were you saying about the jurors?
Oh, just how the jurors were. Well, it was reported that the jurors were very, very
taken back.
Taken back by some of the stills of those freak offs and.
Oh, they had pictures.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean. We'll see, right? Like I said, you know, they it seemed like Cassie's testimony was very, and I don't even want to say convincing, but it had people moved, I guess, would be the word to use.
Well, it sounds very jarring, right?
Cassie testified that she had told Diddy she did not want to be in any more freak-offs. Diddy produced a laptop, showed her the laptop, and said, if you will not perform in these freak-offs, I'm going to show everybody.
Yeah.
That is textbook coercion.
Yeah.
Now what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying to you, right?
Exact words, yes.
Yeah.
Coercion.
Yeah. You know, so. But I mean, yeah. Is he gonna end up facing a lot of time? I don't know. We'll find out.
Yes, we will. They said it's gonna be about 2 months, this trial, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what were you saying? No cameras in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
But you were saying that what's his name is not even a registered lawyer?
Yeah, I guess when he went up with that lawsuit with the 13-year-old and Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and Jay-Z clowned him,
mm-hmm.
they found out he doesn't even have a
license
to practice in the Southern District of mm-hmm. New York.
Mm-hmm.
And these were all these cases were filed.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people testifying against Diddy
mm-hmm.
and have him, I don't know, is it gonna be legally standing?
Yeah, and like I was saying, if
he can't practice law in the Southern District and all these
of New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all these cases against Diddy and many others are filed in the Southern District and he doesn't have a license to practice law. How is that going to be?
But that's what I was saying. Like, I mean, how do the feds not know that? You know what I mean?
Because it doesn't matter. In court, as I've been to court many times, usually it doesn't matter. They'll cheat and lie to get you in there and, you know, prosecute you.
Yeah, see what they can get away with, like I said to you earlier.
They will do what they will lie.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
will lie.
And if you ain't got the right lawyers and proper legal team,
if he doesn't have the right videos of
but
the
I mean,
right people.
When you're dealing with Diddy and Jay-Z, like you got, they have to know that those guys are going to have the best of the best to make sure they find out that stuff.
You would think, bro. You would think, but like, sometimes it's not always the way in, right? You know, some people, like, they just it's called a bluff, right? And they see what they can get away with to that point, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. yeah, but Jay-Z found out this guy doesn't even have a license. I can imagine that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he probably told P. Diddy, and P. Diddy was like, I bet, not guilty. You know what I'm saying? Right? Not guilty, because they know, like, how is this going to even stand, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people are probably worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. Well, we'll see what happens, bro. We'll definitely see what happens.
But I thought they were going to do it like the OJ case, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I can't believe no cameras.
They are doing it like the OJ case. They got TMZ, the guy who was involved with the OJ case, doing it on TMZ Daily. They report on that thing faithfully.
No, I'm talking about in the courthouse, like 24/7, like cameras still running when everyone went home. You know what I'm saying? The OJ, like, you know, right? I heard there's no cameras allowed in there, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just getting, you know, the third party, right?
Well, there's going to be a lot of information that they don't want leaked out anyway, right? Because, you know, Diddy's got the juice on a lot of people. They're not going to want that out there regardless, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens, but
yeah. Lay back in the cut. Tariff.
Tariff.
And then when it comes to find out, you know what I mean? Ah, well, 10% on you guys. You know what I mean? Right? Uh-huh. Right? So, uh-huh. So yeah, just sit back, man. Don't get too engaged. Right?
Yeah.
Take
yeah,
it day man. By day.
Most definitely, man. Shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to everybody. And, yeah, man. You'll see it.
Digi. Wise Digi. Or Digi Wise. Which one is it?
Digital. The wise one.
Digital is the wise one.
The okay. wise one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to shout out the Jamaican Massive. Around the world, actually. I'm going to shout out Jalen and Reese. Son, you're seeing the world. You're growing up. And you're learning from your father, not TV. Because nobody can prepare you for what life is. And, you know, back home in Jamaica, they can't tell you what's going on in Port Moody when you go on to site. And them do you like that. But just know you're a real man. You're a good man. You go to work. You work hard. And whatever they see about you, it don't matter, man. Because you know what you did. And the only person it matters to, and I won't even call them person, you just be a righteous, God-fearing boy. Man. And you will see your just desserts. And I know that. Peace to everybody in the world. Have a good week.
Peace.
Peace.
He's a piece.